But I hear you now. Go ahead.
Because, you know, we have to accept the risk of having a kind of, how do you call, a kind of intoxication, you know.
Right.
From the North Vietnamese and sending some list from through Moscow and some list through North Vietnamese and all this. But I don't see that it's going so far.
Mm-hmm.
And if we accept this risk, and if we take this risk apart, I don't think that the other things are wrong, you know?
Right.
It takes time.
All right, let me ask you this, Pierre. If, what would happen if you said to your North Vietnamese contacts, what would happen if you said to them that for X number of dollars, you produce a letter from the man you say is a POW?
They won't accept.
They won't accept.
Because they are not interested.
What will it take to get a letter from these men?
Well, to get a letter from this man, I would like to have an explanation with you about those letters, because...
Hello? Hello?
Oh.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, they're kidding us, huh?
Yes, they're somebody's either taping it or it's cutting out, Pierre.
Oh.
But go ahead.
Well, thank you.
Don't worry about it.
No, sure.
If they tape it, they tape it. We're working for the good of humanity. I don't care who knows it. Go ahead and talk. If they want to take issue with that, they can. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello.
Now, here we are. Go ahead.
So, I don't think they're interested because, you know, through Moscow,
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Now, you said in Moscow and I lost you. Go ahead.
Well, in Moscow, they...
Hello? Hello? Boy, this is terrible.
Hello?
Yes, now I hear you.
Okay, in Moscow, they told that they had a regular... letters, you know, from the pilot to prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to know, when you come in Paris,
right,
exactly who is sending letters to the family.
Okay.
And I would like to know, to have several names, new names, you know, of prisoners.
Who are not getting letters.
Who are not getting letters, and another list, similar to the one I have, of, 20 more names, you know?
Right.
And after, if it's possible, to have the more information, I mean, what's the time of missing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When they have been declared missing.
Right.
Because this, I didn't have it on this list. I had it only for the Lieutenant Colonel Roosevelt Hestel.
Right.
You know, and I didn't have for the other one. And I'm sure it took more time to find out, you know. And if I have this approximative date, it would be better.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is to know how many letters have been exchanged from the prisoners.
Okay.
To the family through Moscow, because I want to check this, you know.
Well, I don't know. I cannot check. I don't know if they're coming through Moscow or what. The only thing I know is that the letters originate in Hanoi and finally reach here. Now, the avenue in getting here, I'm not sure.
Well, I mean...
I'd like to establish one through Moscow.
Try to find out, to have a...
Okay.
...idea.
I'd like to establish an outlet through Moscow, and we could even set up a courier service.
Sure.
They'll get them to Moscow, and we'll pick them up and see that they're hand delivered in the States.
I have a hope about this.
Good.
If we can be sure.
That's beautiful. You could be the courier. You could pick them up in Moscow, and we'll see that they're hand delivered in the States.
I don't know if it will be me, but I mean it's possible.
That's good.
Okay, so I have two information for you.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is I think it would be a good thing if you could find out. There is a broadcasting corporation in the United States who want to make a film, a movie in North Vietnam.
And who is it?
I don't know.
It's a broadcasting company?
Yeah.
Is it a network?
I think.
Okay.
So, they want to make a movie in North Vietnam.
They want to do a documentary in North Vietnam.
Yes, a documentary in North Vietnam. So
right.
I think it would be interesting to be in touch with them.
All right.
And I don't know what's name. The second thing, the peace group, you know the peace group?
Yes, I know the peace group.
Okay. The peace group, some of them went in North Vietnam, I don't know who.
Right.
And some of them have seen prisoners.
Right.
Is it right?
This is right. They have seen a few prisoners, primarily those they brought out. See, each of the nine prisoners in groups of three, each of those groups has been brought out by members of the peace group.
Yes, but when?
The first was in August of 1968, and then in February of 1969, and August of 1969.
No. I mean, it's very recent.
Well, very recently, a peace group went over and saw prisoners?
Yeah.
How recent? This is news to me.
1 month and a half.
Month and a half ago. You're talking about the Black Panther group. Eldridge Cleaver and his group.
It's a peace group.
Peace group, Robert Scheer and the Black Panther group.
I could find out, but I mean, if you could find out in your yourself, and I find out in my way.
All right.
But that would be interesting, maybe.
Right. Any luck, any hope in your going in?
Yes.
When do you think they'll let you in?
Where? To Hanoi?
Yes.
Well, I prefer to see you in Paris.
All right. I'll see you next week in Paris and we'll talk about it.
Okay, so, do you want me to reserve you a room in a hotel?
No, I'll just wait and handle that from here. I'll probably be at the Hilton.
Okay.
And I will be in touch with you. I'll give you a wire before I leave.
Okay. Send me a wire and send me a telegram too.
Yes.
Send me a telegram to give me the hour of the schedule of your plane.
Yes.
So I'll wait for you. And if it's possible, after 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good. Now, you have the horse heads, the golden horse heads for me?
Well, I mean, the horse head are there in the...
All right. We'll get them when we get there, then.
You go and get them, and it's they are for you.
Okay. We'll get them when we get there.
Yeah.
Very good. Look forward to seeing you, and if you have any additional information before I leave, let me hear from you.
Okay. Merci.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. It's Nicholas George, D-E-R-A-C-H-A-T, Durache, U.S. citizen, engineer, graduated at University of Liege, L-I-E-G-E, Belgium.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just recording this so you don't have to wait for
me.
Oh,
all right.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Mr. Durache's career has been centered mainly around two important American industries, namely the rubber industry and the petroleum industry. He joined the U.S. Rubber Company in 1923 with which he remained for 13 years in the following capacities. 1. Assistant Chief Physicist, General Laboratories Unit. 2. Development and Efficiency Engineer, United States Tires Plant, Detroit, Michigan. 3. Development and Research Engineer, United States Rubber Plantations Incorporated, North Bergen, New Jersey. 4. Supervisor of Construction, United States Rubber Company, Crude Rubber Plant, Manchester, England. 5. Development Engineer and Superintendent, United States Rubber Plantation, Sumatra, Dutch East Indies, Indonesia. 6. Development and Process Engineer, Naugatuck Chemical. 7. In charge of a tire plant, project for South America and establishment of branches. 8. In charge of Jobbers Tire Division for the states of Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. 9. In charge of Airplane Tire Division from Florida to Maine. During this period of intense activity, he contributed to the development and design of the following processes. A. Latex sprayed rubber process. B. Web fabric process for tire construction. C. Tire building flat process. D. Development and construction of new type of crude rubber plants in the United States, England, the Dutch East Indies, Indonesia. E. Improvement in production of rubber products and chemicals. After this very active period in the rubber industry, Mr. DeRoche joined the Universal Oil Products Company, owned by Shell and Standard of California, upon the invitation of Mr. Ogden Armour. He remained 5 years with this company, in which he had the following positions. 1. Research and Development Engineer, Riverside Laboratories, Riverside, Illinois. 2. Development Engineer in Field Improving Operation of Cracking Plants in various refineries in the USA. 3. In charge of Foreign Sales Commercial Development Department. 4. During this period, he actively pursued research in the development of high-octane gasoline and contributed to U.S. patents on the following processes. A. Continuous cracking process. B. Process for production of lubricating oils. C. New type pipe stills. D. Viscosity breaker processes. E. New process of reclaiming clay. F. New process for treatment of hydrocarbon oils and hydrocarbon oils conversion. The M.W. Kellogg Company, owned by Pullman Company, by which Mr. DeRoche was employed for 2 years, used him both as operating engineer for Standard Oil of Indiana, Whiting, Indiana project, as well as operating engineer in the Compagnie Française de RAFFINAGE, parentheses, MARTIGUE, comma, France project, parentheses. He was also employed as consultant on all European projects undertaken by the Kellogg Company at that time. Nicholas DeRoche, who has been one of the original engineers to introduce the Houdry, H-O-U-D-R-Y, catalytic cracking process in the United States, joined the Houdry Process Corporation and the Catalytic Development Corporation, where, during several years' work, he occupied the position of assistant to the president, manager of foreign sales department, and the general manager of foreign division. During this period, he assisted the company on the commercialization of butadiene process, developed world markets for a high-octane gasoline license, carried on from the ground up negotiations which culminated in various foreign governments selecting the Hoodree processes. Maintained all foreign and United States government and diplomatic contacts, such as State Department, War Department, Navy Department, Petroleum Administration for War, War Production Board, Rubber Director's Office, Foreign Economic Administration, Treasury Procurement, Land Lease, and diplomatic representatives of 43 countries, etc. During the war, Mr. DeRoche was one of the original initiators and negotiators of the U.S. government synthetic rubber project and acted as consultant on the many petrochemical projects which were pursued during the war with government encouragement. In 1945, he was appointed member of the official U.S. petroleum mission to the Soviet Union, which was formed in Central Russia under the sponsorship of Mr. Stettinius, who was then Secretary of State. He also was called in for frequent consultations by Judge Patterson, then Secretary of War. Since 1945, Nicholas DeRoche has developed a private business as a consulting engineer. He has been special consultant with E.B. Badger & Sons Company, Boston, special advisor on foreign operations for Hoodree Process Corporation, Philadelphia, advisor on foreign operations for Saucony Vacuum Company, New York, New York, consultant on foreign operations for Marmon Harrington Company, Indianapolis, special consultant on foreign operations to Maryland Dry Dock Company, Baltimore, Maryland, special advisor to Todd Industries Incorporated, Wellington, New Zealand, consultant with Transworld Airlines Incorporated, for which he assisted in organizing the foreign routes and the bases in Europe and the Near East, special consultant to the U.S. Mining, Refining and Smelting Company of Boston, consulting engineer with Kilgore Manufacturing Company, subsidiary of Commercial Credit Company for Pakistan, Iran, Afghanistan, and Iraq, consultant on special problems and agent in Mexico for the Loomis Company, 386 Madison Avenue, New York City, controlled by the Combustion Engineering Company.
Hello.
Mr. Murphy Martin?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Pierre Terron, est-ce que les nuits de collègues font pas? Oui, vous accepte pas votre charge?
Yes, I will, please.
One moment, hold.
Yes.
Hello, Murphy, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Well, I'm calling you to know exactly at what time you reach Orly.
All right, I am not coming tomorrow.
Oh.
I have changed plans.
Yeah?
Because there has been a change in schedule.
Yeah?
I am not positive of the date, but it now looks like the weekend.
Oh.
Next Fine. Weekend.
Fine.
And I will call you before I come.
Fine.
Has there been any change or anything further to report?
Well, the only thing is that, you know, the last session of the Paris conference has been very tough.
Yes.
You heard about that?
Yes.
The North Vietnamese have been very rude in front of Mr. Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's getting bad officially, you know.
How do you read that? Why do you think that is happening, perhaps?
What?
The fact that they have changed their attitude a bit and become a bit rude.
Well, I think that's because, you know, in this case now, in North Vietnam, they are not sure. They want to, sensibilize the public opinion, you know?
Right.
And they want to show that they are their own master, that, I mean, they have their own destiny in their own hands.
Right.
And so they did it because it was going too good, you know?
Right.
And they had, in front of the new proposition of the American delegation,
right?
They couldn't do I mean something else than accept.
I see.
And they didn't want to accept.
I see.
So they had to put the American in the kind of position to refuse now, you know?
Right.
And so they did this this thing, telling that President Nixon lied to the American people.
Right.
And Bruce replied that at least they, if they are not of the same opinion of than the American, they could be polite.
Right. Have you had any further contact with them?
Well, I have contact. Still, I have contact. But my contacts are not official, you know? So
I understand that.
Huh?
I understand that. Have you talked...
On the official hand, it's very strong now, you know?
Have you talked with the unofficial people any since I last spoke with you?
Yes, and I asked them why this, and they answered me what I told you.
I see.
That... They can't accept now because they don't have the targets, you know, the North Vietnamese have in the South Vietnam are not reached. So if they accept it too soon, it will be bad for them.
Right.
And they will be in bad shape. I mean, in view to make elections, you know.
Right.
So they have to gain time.
Have you had any further word on the names?
No, no. I have now a man coming from Hanoi. He was a correspondent for Quai d'Orsay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
From the Quai d'Orsay. You know what the Quai d'Orsay?
Yes.
And foreign office. So I have to see him tomorrow, you know?
Very good.
Or the day after. So when you will be in Paris, I will have the answer.
Have you had any further indication on the possibility of your going to Hanoi?
No, I didn't have, because, you know, on the official, you know, on the official
right.
way, you know, it's impossible now for this week. I have to leave a week, you know, I mean, to don't speak to them a week, you know, because
right.
all this trouble, and they have their head boiling, you know.
Yes.
Are you coming to Paris with Joyce?
I'm not sure yet. I would like very much for her to be with me, yes.
Yeah, because...
But I am not sure yet.
My wife will be very pleased to have you and Joyce.
Well, my wife would look forward to meeting your wife also, and hopefully she can come with me, but I'm just not positive yet.
Oh. But anyway, if you are coming alone, it will be exactly the same thing. I mean...
I appreciate that.
He's very pleased.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
I will call you before I depart here.
Okay. If, call me at night, huh?
Yes, I will at home.
What time is it now in Texas?
It is now 4:40.
Okay, so call me at that time at home, huh?
At home.
Okay, so say hello to John Holman and to Tom Muir, huh?
I will do that. And bye, thank bye. You. Thank you so very much, Pierre.
Do you have anything, to ask me?
The only thing I think I've already asked until we get there in person, and then I have several things.
Okay.
Very good.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Memphis.